I wish I needed money. I'd ask John to raise it for me. Psalm 5, please. Psalm 5. Our topic is prayer. And our text is Psalm 5, verse 3. Here again in this diamond mine is a gem. It sparkles, as we'll see in these next few moments. David is talking about prayer. In the preceding verse, he says to God, "Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray." And then this gem. "In the morning, O Lord," Psalm 5:3, "in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation." Two parts to this text. One, the habit of prayer. And secondly, three fundamental elements of prayer. First, the habit of prayer. Twice he says, "In the morning, in the morning." David met God in the morning. It reminds me of what God said to Moses in Exodus 34:2. He said to him, "Be ready in the morning and come up in the morning and present yourself there to me in the top of the mountain." Well, to be ready in the morning, you have to get to bed at night. To come up, you have to get up when the alarm goes off and present yourself there to me. Dawson Trotman took that very literally. He was ready, he got up, and he liked to go outside whenever weather permitted to present himself to the Lord out in the hills or outdoors somewhere. In the morning. I have, for the last 18 years, my primary ministry with the Navigators, the ministry part, not the ad ministry, has been equipping business and professional men for ministry outreach. Now, I'm sure there are some, but I have personally never met a business or professional man with an effective ministry for Christ who did not meet God in the morning. The battle is won before breakfast, not after you leave for work. And so, the habit of prayer in the morning, David says. And there are three things, then, that he did in the morning. And if you have the NIV, you can underline, if you do underline, there's three words that highlight those. Voice. "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you. And wait in expectation. First of all, voice. "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice." Now, I've looked this up. Prayer means speaking out to God, talking to God. With all due respect for whatever you may read, as far as I'm concerned, prayer is not sitting in the presence of God. It is not meditating. It's talking to God. And if you haven't said something, you haven't prayed. For instance, does feeling sorry for your sins get them forgiven? No, confessing them does. Does sharing prayer requests with one another get them answered? No, praying about them does. Prayer is talking to God. When the disciples said to Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," Jesus answered, "When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven." That doesn't necessarily mean it has to be audible, be inaudible, but it's saying something to God. "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice." Does God hear your voice in the morning? I find it easy to meditate, to read, to do some Bible study. But when the time is up, have I actually prayed? Did I say anything? It's the first element in actual prayer. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. The second, in the morning I lay my requests before you. You know, James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. You got to ask. You lay your requests. Philippians 4:6 in the Living says, don't worry about anything, pray about everything. I saw a motto in a doctor's living room. He says, why pray when you can worry? And that stuck with me all these years. Why, sure, why pray when you can worry? I did a little talk on worry not long ago, and I looked up what some of the magazines and secular articles had to say about worry, and the best advice I could find, the most frequently given, was that the best way to handle it is to set aside 30 minutes a day to worry. Jesus said, don't do that. Paul said, don't do that. Set aside 30 minutes to pray. That's the antidote. But I don't know about you. He says, pray about everything. Now, to some of you, I guess that's like breathing. It is to my wife. Just prays. For me, it's a discipline. It does not come easy. I'll think. I'll puzzle. I'll maybe talk to myself about it. But actually, pray about it. Talk to God about it. Pray about everything. Tell God your needs. Do you need forgiveness? Ask for it. Need wisdom? Ask Him. Need money? Ask Him. Tell God your needs. That's what David is saying here. He says, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you. And then he says, and I wait in expectation. In other words, I think the King James says, I'll direct my prayer to thee, and I will look up. It means I'll look out, I'll watch for answers. Expectation means to watch for answers. You use your voice, you lay your quest before God, and then you watch for answers. And I thought to myself, you know, that's like a lot like a follow-through on a golf swing. Not a golfer, because I understand it anyway. You got to follow through on that swing. Or a tennis, right? Or using a bat, the follow-through. And as I understand it, the follow-through comes after you've connected with the ball. But it determines how you hit the ball. Isn't that right? Well, I think the same way with waiting and expectation. If you expect answers before you start, it will help determine how you pray. It will make you more thoughtful, I think. I think it will make you more specific in prayer. I think you pray more seriously. And you might even work out a little system to write down the requests so you can record the answers. Wait in expectation. And we ought to look for obvious answers. I remember I first heard it from John Crawford. It was a joke, and I thought it's got a great point about the two boats and the helicopter. You remember the guy, the flood waters was rising, they were up to his knees, the flat-bottom boat came along and said, get in, we'll take you to safety. He said, no, I prayed about it, God will take care of me. The water rose up to his armpits, another boat came by, said, you better get in, we'll take you to safety. He said, no, I prayed about this, God will take care of me. Gets his chin up in some miraculous way. A helicopter spied him down there. He said, here, grab this. We'll pull you to safety. No, I prayed about it. God will take care of me. And he drowned. Got to heaven. He was complaining to God about it. He said, I tried to honor you. I prayed. You said you'd answer prayer. And you let me drown. And the Lord listened to him. And he finally quieted down. He said, well, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. I thought, now there's a lot of truth to that. Look around for the obvious. Yeah. He does answer prayer. Then not only that, look for more than you asked. I used to think that God answers prayer three ways, yes, no, or wait. But I found out that there's a fourth. And it's this, I'll do better than that. And it's Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So not only look what you ask for, but look for more than you ask for. There's another answer to prayer, and I don't know why it took me so long to get the hang of it. I've known Philippians 4, 6, and 7 for 50 years. And it dawned on me that the first answer to prayer to look for is peace. Did you realize that? Because that's what it says. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God about your need. Don't forget to thank him for the answers, and you'll experience God's peace. If you don't have peace, maybe you haven't prayed enough about it. No, I look for peace. Regardless of which way it goes, I got peace. How's your prayer life been? Do you get up in the morning? Do you do it consistently? All I can say is, I'm sure you can meet God at other times. I know that. I know people do. I think particularly housewives have to. Mother gets up and she's going to have time and the devil wakes the baby. She's got to tend to the baby. So she gets it when the baby takes its mid-morning nap. That's fine. But I'm just saying, for business and professional men, I have yet to meet one who is effective in the ministry who did not meet God in the morning. Is that your commitment? And before you read the morning paper, two great enemies are the night television and the morning paper. Once more for that great gem. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. That's become a life verse for me. Let's pray. Lord, I'd like to recommit myself to putting you first in every day, in the morning, and to revolve my whole day around it, organize it accordingly, including getting to bed at night. And I pray for these men, if there needs to be deepened a conviction and a determination and a commitment to this, that you deepen that right now. And we'll walk out of here with a renewed commitment to be like David, who in the morning you heard his voice. In the morning laid his request before you. In the morning waited in expectation. We do want that to be true of us, each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.